Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
This is Chef Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as the Food Healer. And today is a totally exciting show. This is episode 100. I'm blown away that I'm still here. I'm thrilled about it. Thank you guys who have gotten me to this point. It's a big deal. And I feel like I should have like confetti or something in the studio with me. But we'll save that for later. So today, I'm talking to founder Ann Greenberg, who has created a line of handbags called the Underground Chic. She's also created a line for pets. She's paired her talent and design and passion for animals and created a new line called Pet with Paws. It's made out of recycled materials. I'm really excited to talk to her, so we're just going to get started. Ann, how are you today?
Fine, Celia. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. Nobody's been in here in weeks. This is like, I'm so excited today. I can't stand it. So I want to get started, and I want to talk about this as much as we can and tell everyone about it, because your products are beautiful and the line is gorgeous, so I think we need to do that. So start off with, what is the name of just the pet product line?
Okay, so the pet product line is called A Pet with Paws.
And what are you selling with that on that line?
So I make pet carriers and accessories such as a doggy backpack, poop bag pouch, pickup pouch, and a poop bag pickup bracelet.
I love the knapsack. The knapsack's one of the most adorable things I've ever seen. It's super, super cute. And the wristlet is amazing, actually. I really like the wristlet because it's a cute purse.
Well, right. I mean, the idea was that wristlets are very fashionable right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I like to design things that are fashionable but also functional.
Nice.
So I figured, all right, I'll take the wristlet. I'll have a separate compartment mm-hmm. in the back with a zipper where you put the poop bags.
Yep.
There's an eyelet in the back of it so you can pull out the poop bags. And then in the front part, you can put your smartphone, money, keys, credit cards, and you can go off and run your errands, take a walk, and take your furry friend with you.
It's a great size. I was able to see one before the show. And a lot of times, you know, when dog people will try to make things like tiny, 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 or they're enormous. But this is a really, really nice size. And it's one of these things that if you have stuff to carry, you're not going to be cramming it in there and, like, you know, praying the zipper's going to shut, which is part of what I really, really love about it. Because I'm that person. I'm the one that takes a little tiny bag and puts 800 things in it, and then I'm like, damn it, it doesn't shut. I don't understand. And I mean, the detail on the work, the eyelet in the back so that the poop bags can come out. It's really, really exquisite work.
Thank you.
I mean, how long have you been making bags?
Okay, so the pet carriers, mm-hmm. I've been doing this for about a year and a half.
Cool. How's it going?
It's going very nicely.
Good.
I mean, first of all, I love the pet industry. I love the products. So for me, it's just a win-win. And, you know, it's just a matter of spreading the word and spreading the enthusiasm.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, the pet industry is a blast because there's never a dull moment. I mean, and like we were talking before the show about conventions and trade shows and stuff, and I love them because there's always like the new products coming out, and everyone, I mean, honestly, all of us in this pet industry and stuff, we're a little bit of a character, you know? So it's really fun to see the ideas that people come up with and the conversations that you have that you won't have anywhere else on the planet. So, and what I'm digging these bags. I'm looking at them right now, and they are really something that it's not your typical pet carrier, your typical pet product, because it really brings it up to another standard. Like the carrier that I'm looking at, which is called the Madison, looks like a really beautiful purse. I mean, it really, like, unless you come to the front or the back of it or the sides, you're not even going to know there's an animal in there. And I think that that's a really, really nice detail to have, you know, because people don't want everyone to know there's a dog in their bag and, oh, can I pet your cat or your dog? And this kind of holds back from that, which is really, really, really nice. So what prompted you to create this line?
So, we mentioned, I started out making handbags. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to expand the business. But I wanted to keep the products sort of like a variation, the new products, a variation of what I already have. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at different industries, and I noticed that the pet industry seemed to lack companies that were making fashionable,
yeah,
functional, yet very eco-friendly, sustainable, and things that were good for the planet.
That is the absolute truth. And so what are your bags made out of?
So the bags are made out of fabric that's made from recycled plastic bottles.
That's awesome. God, you'd never know by feeling it. It's
not
crazy.
Not at all.
Damn. I mean, they look like leather.
That's the whole point, is that at first glance, you look at it and you think, oh, my God, this is a leather bag. And then you look closely and you see, no, it's not. Your eye's been tricked. It's a photo print that looks like leather.
That makes sense. So then the bags are vegan. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Vegan, cruelty-free, good for the plant, everything.
God, that's great. Wow, you did your homework on this one. And so what is the market like for vegan accessories these days?
I think it's increasing. Good. I mean, it's good, but it's like people that are, you know, eco-conscious, mm-hmm, vegan, you know, whatever, they need to just be exposed that these products exist.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's the hard part. It really, really is. But it's something that we've had a couple of vegan fashion designers on the show that are doing wardrobe and clothing and makeup and accessories and things like that. And it's really nice to see, because it's really nice for these people to have options as well. You know, if you really don't want to use leather and you don't want to wear it and these are your only options, it stinks. And then you go the other way, which a lot of the carriers and stuff that aren't leather are just really ugly. And so you've got this like, okay, you know, the tough choices that there are. And so where are your bags made?
So they're made in China.
Okay.
And it's in a fair trade zone.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I spend time in the factories. Mm-hmm. I'm very hands-on.
Nice.
Because, you know, these are like my children.
Totally.
So I go into the factories. I see what the conditions are like. Mm-hmm. I work with the workers. And it's...
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. So how often do you wind up over there?
I go 2 or 3 times a year.
Wow. That sounds actually like a lot of fun.
Well, it's like my husband says to me, it's like I go to China like people go to Boston. Because I don't really plan ahead that mm-hmm. much. It's like when I need to go, I go.
So when you were first researching all of this and looking for manufacturers, was it hard to find this group in China?
Well, yes and no. I do a lot of research. So mm-hmm. I went to the Canton Fair.
Oh, wow.
And so I walked through the Canton Fair, which is huge.
Oh, my God.
Huge. And that's where I found people that make the fabric mm-hmm. and people that were making the handbags originally.
Cool.
And then I convinced, and my handbag factory also does the printing.
Oh, nice.
So I convinced her to make the accessories mm-hmm. because they're just variations of the small accessories that I have on the handbag line.
Oh, cool.
And to print all the fabric.
Nice.
So that then the factory that's making the pet carriers and the doggy backpack, they get the fabric from the handbag factory.
The thing is, though, about this fabric is, and I might be wrong, but it looks like the little wristlet, because I've really spent a lot of time with that, so that one I know really, really well over your other products, but it looks like you're not printing, like, yards and yards of fabric with some random pattern on it.
No. They're individually piece printed.
My God.
He's printed, and then each piece is cut out.
Okay, yeah, because they really look... Like, I had the thing in my hand for a good 5 minutes until it was like, wait a second. It was like, is this printed? It's like, how are you doing this? Because, I mean, I am sitting 3 feet from the products, and I mean, they all look leather. They all, like the texture on the Madison bag, I just want to touch it. Yeah, it's so sexy and beautiful that it looks like butter. I mean, this looks like baby calf. And when you feel it, it's totally not baby calf, but it still looks it. So when you're making these products, do you deal at all with current fashion trends? Are you basically doing what you stick to your own guns to?
No, I mean, the idea is you want to make the products current and attractive. So one of the trends this year were backpacks.
Perfect.
And so that's when I decided, well, okay, backpacks are popular. I'll make, a doggy backpack. And then the dog can carry his own poop bags and treats.
How is that one selling?
Sells nicely.
It's so cute. I mean, it's ridiculously adorable. I can't stand it. And the harness design, it's right. You know what I mean? This isn't something you're going to put on your dog in 10 feet. It's going to fall on his side, and he's going to start spinning and attacking it and trying to get off. The whole front is like a padded harness. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you. It really is a nice piece.
It's hard designing for things with four legs. two legs is hard, but four is really tough, especially with weight distribution and things like that. Mm-hmm. So do you have like test dogs that you try all this stuff out on?
Okay, so actually the Madison Carrier is named after my stepdaughter's cat, Madison.
Aww.
And Madison was my first, I guess, fit model.
Cool.
Because when I first made my first carrier sample, I had Madison, walk in it, but the sides sort of collapsed around her.
Totally.
And I knew that wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So the carrier had to be redesigned in such a way that that wouldn't happen.
And, I mean, I'm looking at an open carrier here with a stuffed dog on top of it wearing the knapsack, and it's keeping its shape. And that's my big problem with the carriers that I have for my cats, who we're not going to say who makes them. But it's like... You get the cat in the bag and the whole thing collapses and then the pet freaks out until you're able to pick it up. But then when you pick it up, your pet is at this really janky angle because of the way that the bag is made and because of human anatomy, it doesn't lie flat. So the bottom is not pure horizontal. It's kind of on a diagonal, which makes a really good time when you've got like a really strung out cat and you're trying to get it to the vet or something like that. Now, these don't do that. Is that right?
Right. It doesn't do that because actually... I this past week I've had an opportunity to take care of my girlfriend's dog. And so I was carrying, her dog's name is Darian. I was carrying Darian with me all over. We went to the post office. We went to Whole Foods. He came with me to the office. We were on the subway, the bus, a taxi. I mean, he's gotten introduced to New York City.
And, I love it.
And what's interesting is he's fascinated by it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, God, yeah, it's
a
whole new world.
So he sticks his head out of the carrier, and he's like looking at all the people, all the cars. He's really enjoying himself.
I love it. He's on his like little city vacation.
Yes, exactly.
It's very cool.
Exactly.
And so you've been able to actually test these things out and see how they are.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, one of the big problems that I see, too, with some of the larger bag manufacturers, or even the ones that are made well, is they weigh a ton. So you get this bag, and it's empty, and you're at the store, and you pick it up, you're like, this isn't bad. And then you put your 6-pound pet in it, and all of a sudden, the thing weighs 75 pounds.
Right. Okay. So the bags come in two sizes.
Mm-hmm.
One, the smaller one is 16 inches in length,
nice.
And the larger one is 18 inches. The one that's 18 inches weighs 3.4 pounds.
Oh, my God, really?
And the one that's 16 weighs 2.8 pounds. And I was carrying Darian, who weighs 7 pounds, in the bag for the past few days, and no problem.
How are you feeling? How's your back?
I feel fine.
That's awesome.
I feel fine.
That's great. And that's huge. I mean, this is one of these little details. This is why I really enjoy talking to you, because it's like there's so many details in these products. And you really, like, you can either do it right, or you can do it semi-right, or you can just totally mess it up and make it look pretty and hope everyone goes, oh, I love that pattern, and buys it. But, like, these are, they're gorgeous. I mean, I'm just sitting here like, oh, my God, it's like a real grown-up bag. You know? I mean, this looks like something that you would see in, like, Bloomingdale's. I could totally see this at, like, Saks, Bloomingdale's, Barney's, like, behind the counter up high so no one can touch it and, you know, be like, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, you just can't afford that, you know? They're really, I love how much you've thought about them, because that's the stuff that's so important.
Right. Well, and that's important to me. I mean, I originally come out of the fashion industry, so I'm always, you know, I've been attuned to, like, looking for, like, what's new, what's different, and, but as I said also, but what's really functional.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've incorporated in the pet products.
It's great. And it's, I worked in design for a number of years, and it's like trying to, like, tweak things. Like, I did the toy industry for a hot second, and that's basically like, okay, the ball is a hit. We got to remake the ball. And so then you're like, we'll put glitter in it. We'll put shampoo in it. We'll make it not bounce. And it's all these, like, insane ideas to try to recreate whatever it is, you know? And so to come into this industry, I mean, pet carriers have been around a long time, and be able to make those tweaks that are so desperately needed in fabrics that people actually really care about in this day and age. It's a, it's really, really terrific.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's seriously. And I'm not, I hate to admit it, but, like, I'm not a purse girl. Like, I am so, like, I have a messenger bag. It's my bag. But these are, I'm like, wow, these are really, like, maybe I'm doing this wrong. Maybe I need to rethink my wardrobe. Okay, so we need to take a quick break for station identification. We are talking about some awesome bags by Ann Greenberg. We'll be back in about a minute, minute and a half.
Hello out there. It's Steve Jenkins. I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
And we are back. I am talking to Ann Greenberg all about her amazing vegan bags. Company is called A Pet with Paws. One of the questions I wanted to ask you was, for someone who does, you know, a new pet owner, you know, I need a carrier for my pet. How do they know what size to get?
Well, they measure the pet.
Easy enough.
Right. And then they see, and also they basically measure the pet. I mean, the length really determines which size they're going
to
get.
Cool. And then they need to be able to turn around. But
right.
How, yeah, like, can you get a bag that's too roomy?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
I've always wondered that, and I keep forgetting to ask, like, all the trainers and stuff that I have in, so thank you. And then I want to know about your involvement with Trees of the Future.
Oh, okay. So I... Okay, so... The Underground Chic and A Pet with Paws. Mm-hmm. I take being an eco-conscious company seriously, and
nice.
I found this organization called Trees for the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I partner with them is that for every item, whether it's a poop bag pouch or a handbag or a carrier, For every one that's purchased, a tree is planted.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
That's awesome. Where do they do it?
All over the world.
Awesome.
All over the world.
What an amazing program.
Yeah, it is an amazing program.
Wow. Wow. I don't even, I'm just like, that's so cool. I'm just sitting here like, it's a great idea, and it's something that we desperately need as well. So do you have any idea how many trees you've gotten planted so far?
Thousands.
Beautiful. That's so great. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so can your pet carriers be used for cats and other animals, or are they strictly dog carriers?
No, definitely cats. Okay. Because as I said,
that's right? I'm sorry.
I started out with Madison as my my fit model.
Now, this is a totally bizarre question, but could this be used for, like, rabbits or, like, guinea pigs, that kind of thing?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, because actually, you know, small guinea pigs are really popular now.
Oh, my God, I love them. I'm, like, so obsessed with them. It's really bad. Like, I can't even talk about them. I had a guinea pig named Stella that I had for 9 years. This thing wouldn't die, and she finally passed, and I was a train wreck for, oh, my God, like 2 months. It was awful, you know? It was just, yeah, guinea pigs and me are, like, we're tight. So are these approved for airline travel?
Absolutely.
Gorgeous.
That was another one of the criteria that I wanted to make sure that I covered, so that the dimensions are airline approved and they fit under the seat.
That's terrific.
In front of you.
It's so important, too, because a lot of bags, and that's something, if you travel, like, please make sure if you're buying something that that's legit and that your pet actually fits in it. You can't cram a 40-pound dog into an approved travel thing.
No, the max actually is about 20, 22 pounds.
Perfect.
Right. But the only other thing, though, is that different airlines, I mean, now the airlines are all changing their plane configurations.
Oh, that's right.
Right? So you have to be careful. You have to double check to see exactly what the space is on a flight and what part of the plane you're sitting in.
That makes sense. So what do you think it is about your bags that make them special?
I think that I wanted this to be fun. So
cool.
I think, number one, the bags are fun. They're whimsical. They're fashionable. They're functional. They're good for the environment.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a win-win-win all the way.
Totally. I mean, the colors are great. I'm looking at this, like, a fuchsia bag. It's this gorgeous, gorgeous pink with a tiny bit of dust in it. The blue, I'm obsessed with blue. It's beautiful. It's this gorgeous, like, it's not cobalt, but it's almost there. And then the knapsack I'm looking at is a natural brown leather. I mean, you got that brown right too, man. And that's no joke. That's hard. That's really, really hard.
Well, you know, I want it because some pet owners, like if they have female dogs or cats, they want a pink carrier.
That's a good point.
Right? And you're not going to put a male dog in a pink, so you put that in the blue.
Yep.
Or more urban, if you're in a more urban situation, you like the pecan color.
That's absolutely the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. It's like, and then you got to go for like the really like downtown, like black, gritty one.
Well, that's
like Brooklyn.
Right. And it's hard. I can't really do this print in black.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because you won't see the detail. So I'm working on another type of bag.
Cool.
That will be available in black.
Nice. Nice. God, I didn't even realize that. I mean, there is a texture, the physical texture to it, but you're right. If it was black, it would just, like, look like every boring bag around kind of thing, you know? And so what's your goal with this line?
I just want it to expand.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to grow, and I want people to enjoy using the products.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I really like getting emails or whatever saying, oh, you know, we just went on a trip. The pet carrier was wonderful.
Nice.
And, you know, it worked so well. And Dottie was so comfortable in
it
or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I love those stories of like when you get the long pet, like the pet wrote the letter. You know,
right, exactly.
Like, oh, my God, I love my new house. This is awesome. Or my carrier is so cool. That's wonderful that you're getting responses from people, too. Most people just kind of, you know, are like, whatever, bought it, use it. Don't say anything.
No. I do. And actually, it's also interesting is that even when it's a new specifically a dog, they go in there and they're very comfortable in the carriers.
That's interesting.
Really comfortable.
That's really interesting because one of the carriers that I got for one of my cats is actually a friend of mine works in the industry, and so she gave me one as a gift. And it was like this cat was like, I'm not going in this bag. And it was like, what is going on? Because she's not that cat. That was my last cat that was like that. She walks into anything. And I was like, what is this? And finally, I opened it up, and it was like all the off gases from the production. So, I mean, it stank in there. It was like this awful, like, plasticky foam smell. And it was like, well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't go in there either.
Wow, okay.
You know, so I think that's, you know, it's another thing. It's like when people are using cheap materials and, like, you know, lousy stuff, there's a lot of side effects on there. And just even the quality of it, like, that's my thing with carriers is they have to be made well. Because I have, you know, recurring nightmares of, like, being in JFK at rush hour and all of a sudden something leaps out of your bag and you're like, oh my God, now what?
No, but you see, in mine, there's a leash that's attached on the bottom.
Smart.
And then it attaches, you know, to the collar or wherever the hook is for the on the dog's harness.
God, you've thought of everything. Good for you, girl. This is just so great. So, sadly, we're running out of time. This stinks. So we only got 3 minutes left. Do you want to tell our listeners anything about your bags or about you? Or we're going to talk about where we can get them and all that good stuff because I want to market you hard.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess eco-conscious products are important to me, but fashion is also important to me. So I love the idea of marrying the two together.
And I think you've done a brilliant, brilliant job. And like I said, I'm not a purse girl. I'm usually like, whatever, it's nice. But this is really, the more I look at it, the more I'm like, that thing's leather. Like, with all the detailing and, like, they have these cute little padlocks on it and all this gorgeous trim. And, I mean, they're really... Girly girls, this is your bag. Girl, we got to get this for your poofy dog and your little chihuahuas and all your little animals that fit in here and your sexy cats and all that. And the poo bags, the wristlet. I mean, honestly, I don't have a dog. I'm going to take this thing out with me at night. I'm not even lying. I'm going to fill the little hole for the poo bags.
I carry my external hard drive in my wristlet.
That's really, they're big. I mean, you could probably even get like a Kindle in there if you really tried, you know? But yeah, they're gorgeous. These aren't the type of bags that are, I mean, no one would know that these are have anything to do with the pet industry.
Oh, no. Not at all.
There's not like a bone on it, you know? they're not hokey. They're not cheesy.
Right.
These are really, really elegant bags. And they're fun. These colors are awesome. So congratulations. I think you did a great job. And I'm excited about the trees, too. I'm really excited about the trees.
Thank you.
So where can our listeners find out about this stuff, and where can they buy this stuff?
Okay, so the easiest place is my website,
cool,
which is www.apetwithpaws.com.
Cool, and that's P-A-W-S, so not P-A-U-S-E for all
right.
You English majors out there.
Oh, thank you.
And then you're doing the trade shows. Are these sold anywhere locally in New York?
Yes, actually... it's sold at the Barking Zoo, which
nice.
Is in Chelsea.
Nice.
Right?
Good for you, girl.
Right. And also the dog store, which is on the East 60th Street.
Oh, perfect. I don't know that store. I need to go check that one out.
Oh, it's great because he also does does grooming.
Oh, perfect.
He's an excellent groomer.
That's a really hard thing to find in New York. So New Yorkers, if you're looking for a groomer, get up there because we know they're few and far between. And I have loved talking to you. It's been super, super fun. I love your products. I'm hoping to see you at the trade shows. If I get there, I will track you down without a question. But thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I mean, it really has been fun talking to you.
Oh, I've had a blast. And this is episode 100. Yeah. So this is our historical episode. So, you know, whatever that's worth. That and a quarter won't get you a phone call in New York, but hey, it's cool, you know? So for our listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you again for helping me reach this milestone. Same to Heritage Radio Network. Thank you guys for believing in me. Roberta, thank you so much for letting us watch people eat amazing food while we record this show, which sometimes is hard because I get really hungry in here. But like I said, I really appreciate you all. I will be back next week with a brand new episode of Animal Instincts. So until then, just take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.